The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Today in Sports Betting for Tuesday, March 19th. I am your host, Doug Reed. As always, you can find me on Twitter at Doug_Reed34. Happy to get any comments, thoughts, feedback. Just send me a DM and I'll respond as quickly as possible. Also, if you go to your podcast provider and rate and review the show, that would be much appreciated. It'll help get more people to see it and get a little more exposure. Go to your podcast provider, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify. Rate review, ideally a 5-star review would be fantastic. It would be very much appreciated. So, didn't do a show yesterday, so no recap. And lots of games today. 17 in MLB, 3 in the NBA, and I think it's 10 or 11 on the ice. So, let's get right at it. But before I do, let me remind you of a couple of Twitter accounts we have here at Ethos that you should be following. As the NBA playoffs hit, it's a great basketball Twitter account. It's Ethos Fantasy BK. BK for basketball. Yes, it's great for the fantasy season, but in the playoffs as well. We'll give you every day who's in, who's out, starting lineups when they're announced. And it's a fantastic resource to have. So Ethos Fantasy BK. The other one is Ethos Fantasy BB for baseball. Ethos Fantasy BB for baseball. Set up this year. Same kind of thing. We're going to give you tweets throughout the day, comments. Not going to put out all the lineups because there's so many games, so many lineups. But just some things we're hearing during the day. Updates, game time decisions. You know, Mike Trout not playing yesterday, that kind of thing. Very, very helpful. And if you're a fan of props, I recommend you check out our partners with Thrive Fantasy. That's Thrive. Prop up with Thrive Fantasy in their mobile app or go to thrivefantasy.com. Use the code ETHOS, that's ETHOS, when you sign up to get 100% deposit match bonus on your first $100, plus either 2 or 4 free game tickets. Basically, you pick the player props on the biggest names every night, score props when they hit, and the players with the most points win a share of the nightly prize. If you're looking for prop information, you can check out our Ethos DFS team. Or our new baseball pod as well. We have lots of prop information there, DFS information there. We have a regular podcast for our basketball DFS group as well. And if you're a member at Sports Ethos, in our Discord, we have a channel specifically for Thrive, just another benefit of being a member here at Sports Ethos, where we will throw in our props that we like. We'll get guys talking about various props that they like in there. It's a great option, great product for you to have in there. So, highly recommend you follow Ethos Fantasy BK, Ethos Fantasy BB, and check out thrivefantasy.com. Let's get right to the baseball board. As I said, 17 games, and we'll get right at it. We start with Arizona first at Washington, first game of doubleheader, Madison Baumgartner on the mound versus Josiah Gray. You get Arizona plus 125, Washington minus 140, total 8.5. It'll be a cold day in Washington. I would probably lean the under on this. And I would lean towards Baumgartner. I don't really like either of these pitchers a whole lot, but they both have the ability to hold core offense is in check. Bumgarner being an old savvy veteran, Josiah Gray being a young up-and-coming prospect. And Arizona and Washington have not been hitting well at all this year. So I think both offenses can be held in check there. Look to the under, maybe 8.5 on a cold, crappy day in Washington for game one. Next game we have is in another doubleheader. We have San Francisco playing the Mets. You can get San Fran at +105, the Mets at -125. Alex Cobb starts for the Giants. Tyler McGill is on the bump for the Mets. Total of 7 here. And first of a doubleheader, I would lean to the Mets. I just don't like the -125 line. I think McGill's a better pitcher. He's been pitching really good. I think this guy's going to have a great year. I think at the end of the year, we're going to be talking about him as not an ace because they got Scherzer and DeGrom, obviously, but definitely a big three at the end of the year. But a -125, I'm not sure I'm on the Mets. It's 7. I know it's a cold day in New York. I would look maybe to the under in the second half of their doubleheader, but not in this one. Next game, we travel to Detroit for another cold, drizzly, crappy weather kind of day. And we get the Yanks in town. We get Garrett Cole and the Yanks going against Detroit, and they're throwing Tyler Alexander out there, their young starter. Cole a righty, Alexander a lefty. You can get the Yanks at -225, and you can get the Tigers at +185. Total of 7.5. I'm actually on the Detroit run line, +105. You can get that at 110. And we're doing +110 and +105. I take it anywhere, really, +105 and above. And my buddy Blake Watch, head of our fantasy, our wagering group here, who if you don't follow him, I highly recommend you follow him on Twitter. It's just at Blake Lawatch, BlakeLawatch. He's had a great run to start the season, and he pointed me towards these guys as well. So I'm on the run line here. Cole struggled this year. Cole's a better pitcher. Yankees is the better lineup for sure. But when you're catching a struggling pitcher going against a team that's been actually overachieving in Detroit, I think, and you're getting plus money on the run line for them, happy to take that. So +105 on the run line, one get a juice, +110. Next game we see is the second game of the doubleheader between the Giants and the Mets. I think this is going to be probably the game of the night, frankly. Although it's the second game of the doubleheader, which is tough because it might be some weak lineups. But you get the Giants again with their ace, Logan Webb, going against the Mets, and their ace, Max Scherzer. You can get the Giants on the money line at +105. You can get Scherzer and the Mets at -125. Total here is 6.5. And I looked at all kinds of different angles in this game. The only one I could come up with was I would lean with Logan Webb at +105. Lean the Giants at +105. I was looking to go under, but 6.5 is such a low total. I was looking to go the first 5 under. I think it was 2.5 or 3. Just couldn't pull the trigger. It's cold. It's going to be wet, probably damp, lousy weather in New York. Both these pitchers, I think, went 8 innings in their last start, so they could both go 7-8 innings easily and keep it under 6.5. But Scherzer have been prone to give up a home run here or there, and in bad weather, you never know. A couple walks, home run here or there for either guy, and all of a sudden it goes over 6.5. So I can't get to the number myself, but I would be on Webb and the Giants a lean there at +105, just because it's a plus money, really. The next game, which I think is actually going to be very interesting too, a pitching matchup, you get the Cardinals in Miami. Veteran Adam Wainwright goes for St. Louis, and Reclamation Project Jesus Luzardo goes for the Fish in Miami. Basically, the lines I'm getting are it's pretty much a coin flip, 110 either way, and a total of 8. I don't really have a lean on this game. I just think it's going to be a good game because you have Wainwright, who always pitches better at home, and Luzardo, who pitched a fantastic, and he pitched 5-6 innings, asking 13 strikeouts, had great numbers. But you're going with Luzardo now, he's going up against a little bit better lineup and a strong right-hand heavy lineup. You have Dylan Carlson leading off as a switch hitter. Then you got Goldschmidt, righty, O'Neill, righty, Arenado, righty, Pujols, righty, Edmonds, switch hitter, DeYoung, righty, Molina, righty, Bader, righty. So he's a lefty going against an all right-handed lineup. He's either going to get hit or he's going to keep mowing them down like he did last game, and working with Marlins pitch and coaching, has he finally found his groove that eluded him in Oakland? I'm not sure. I'm not betting against it. I'm actually staying away from this game because I think this is going to be fun game to watch. If anything, I would lean maybe to the under at 8, excuse to -110, but stay away from me. The next game of the night, I actually am on, and we've got second half doubleheader. Arizona, let me just pull this game up here. Arizona is at Washington. You can get Tyler Gilbert on the mound for Arizona at plus 105, or you can get Yoan Adon, I believe is how you pronounce it, on the mound for the Nats at minus 125, total 8.5. And I'm actually on Arizona at plus. I got them at plus 107 a little earlier today. Not necessarily a huge fan of Tyler Gilbert per se, but Adon has been hammered in his two outings. And I was looking to go over the 8.5 total, but I think second half doubleheader going to be a little cooler in Washington. Potentially the backup bats in there. Who knows who's going to – no lineup's supposed to get. Who knows who's going to be in there. I just like Gilbert as a better pitcher than Adon. He just got crushed last game. And Arizona has really been hitting poorly. Washington is not doing well either. But they do have some lefties in the lineup. So you got a righty Adon, I apologize if I'm mispronouncing it, going against a left-handed lineup in Arizona. You got be a catcher outfield. He's a lefty. Ken Marte is a switch hitter. David Peralta, who always hammers righties. The Christian Rocker, their cleanup hitter, is a righty. Then you got Pavin Smith and Seth Beer, who's been on a tear this year, but he's basically platooning, so only going against righties. So five of their top six are hitting from the left side, and I just like them to be able to get to him. So I'm not on the number, which I was looking at closely, but I'm on Arizona catching plus money over the Nats. Next game of the night, Toronto is in Boston. You can get the Blue Jays at plus anywhere between plus 120 and 120. I saw it up to plus 124, and Boston at around minus 140 to minus 145, total here 9.5. I am on the Jays catching plus money. You get Yusei Kikuchi, a lefty, going into Boston, which can always be a risky proposition against Nathan Eovaldi. And I just find the Jays at plus 120. Kikuchi hasn't looked great yet or so far for the Jays. Had kind of an average year last year, as I think did Eovaldi. I think he's a good pitcher, but everybody's remembering a playoff run from a couple years ago, and I'm not totally sold on him. And I just think the Jays lineup catching plus 120 works for me. Total's 9.5. If anything, I might look to the over. I think both these guys could give up some runs in a pretty strong Boston and pretty strong Toronto lineup, and it's in Fenway. So I'm on the Jays, got them earlier at plus 124 is what I'm on for Toronto on the money line. Next game of the night sees Pittsburgh in Milwaukee. You can get, let me just pull this up here, JT Brubaker and the Pirates at plus 215, or Cy Young Award winner Corbin Burns and the Brew Crew at minus 260, total 7.5. If anything, I would lean to the under. I think Burns could come in here and go 7 or 8 innings and completely stifle the Pirates offense, hold them to 1 or 2 runs. I looked at their under. Their under was 2.5. That kind of scares me. That's this early in the year. As much as Burns could go in there and hold them down, you know, if he goes 5 or 6, he gets his pitch count up a little. Then they get in the bullpen. The Pirates get a couple runs. I'm not really sure they can be held under 2.5. On the game, the under 7.5 is minus 120. So that's a stay away from me. Next game of the night is Tampa Bay. We have the Rays traveling to Chicago. Now, the Rays starter is all over the map. It was supposed to be Rasmussen. I think it's now been moved to Whistler. But that looks like he's just going to be an opener with Josh Fleming coming in behind him. The Cubs throw out their young lefty, Justin Steele, who's looked good so far. You can get the Rays at minus 120. The Cubs at plus 100. Total here is 8. If anything, I would lean to the Rays. Again, probably going to be a cool night in Chicago, like last night where I was on the under and we cashed that. But the Rays are going to start a righty. And then in the second or third inning, they're going to bring in a lefty. So Chicago young lineup, inconsistent lineup. Been hitting pretty well so far, but I just think when you get the Rays going with their opener and then hit their bullpen, they've been pretty effective over the last couple of years. So I would look to the Rays. I don't really like the minus 120 line, so stay away from me. Next game of the night, the Angels are in Houston again. You get Patrick Sandoval for the Halos at plus 135 and Framber Valdez for the Astros at minus 155. On this game, I'm actually on the sorry, total is 8. I'm actually on the Astros run line. I got it earlier at minus 150 at plus 140. So I've seen it between plus 135 and plus 140. Patrick Sandoval had a good year last year. Just going against the Houston lineup, that is not an easy task. And Valdez has done had a good year as well, an even better year, actually. And Trout being questionable, if you take Trout out of that lineup, and Anthony Rendon missed yesterday because he was sick. So even if he's back today, who knows what health he'll be. Now, they're going to throw a full-on righty-stack lineup against Valdez, but I think he'll be able to counter that. And the Astros going against Sandoval, they've got a lot of righties too. If Altuve, I don't think he's going to play. He had a hamstring issue, so he's probably out. But then you go Brantley, they go Bregman's a righty. Gurriel's a righty. I think they have the ability to get to anybody. And Sandoval, not really sure he's going to be able to stop him. But it's not even that. I just think Valdez will be able to shut down the Angels on the other side. So I actually looked at the under of 8. It's at minus 115. I'm not going to touch that. I'm going to take the run line again at the Astros. Went there yesterday. Probably shouldn't go back to the same well. Won that, but I'm going to be on the Astros money line. Next game sees the Twins travel to Kansas City. And you can get Chris Archer and the Twins at minus 125, or Carlos Hernandez and the Royals at plus 105. And the total is 8.5. I'm actually on the first half over 4.5. I don't really like either of these pitchers. Neither offense has been burning this year, but Archer and Hernandez have the ability to give up runs, and I could see them giving up a couple, 3 runs each, or one of them giving up a 4 or 5 spot early. So I'm on the first half over 4.5. And we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to hit the second half of the games in the MLB and then get to the hardwood and the ice.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Back to the diamond. We go to Philadelphia for, or pardon me, we go to Colorado where the Phillies are in town. They have Gibson on the mound. And Kyle Gibson, you can get him in the Phillies at minus 135 versus Kyle Freeland and the Rockies at plus 115. I didn't touch this game. Gibson, I'm not a huge fan of Gibson, but he pitched well last game. Small sample size. He just had a horrible year once he got to Philly last year. And they're in Cleveland. In Colorado. And Kyle Freeland, because he pitches in Colorado, you never know what to expect. So is there value at the Rockies at plus 115 at home? Maybe. Their lineup has been hitting well at home. I know they have the number one OPS in all of baseball, but that's because they played a number of games at home already. So I'm stay away from this game. Total 11.5. I'm not in the game at all. Next game is Oakland travels to... is at home to Baltimore. In Baltimore, you get Chris Ellis. the young righty on the mound at plus 120. And for the Oakland A's, they throw out Cole Irvin at minus 140. Total here is 8. And I actually went with the Oakland run line at -1.5, plus 150. Not so much because I think the A's are mashing. They've been hitting well. I just think Ellis says doesn't really have much of a track record. And the O's are averaging, I think, 2 runs per game. So it's kind of regardless of what they do, unless they really explode for some offense against Irvin, who's a decent lefty. And, you know, Cedric Mullins, their leadoff hitter, is a lefty, and he's kind of their catalyst. So if they can, keep him off the base pass, are they going to get a lot of offense? They haven't been this year. So I like Oakland to win at minus 140. I don't like that number, so I'm happy to lay the 1.5 and take a plus 150. Next game of the night, we have Cincinnati in San Diego. You can get Cincinnati at plus 175 behind Sam Martin, their starter, and you can get the Padres and Joe Musgrove at minus 210. Total here is 7.5. Obviously, a low scoring game expected, but I just think that San Diego's bats have woken up a little lately. They can put some runs up. Musgrove could have a great game, but I think I think the Reds have the ability to score a run or two as well. And that might be all that it takes, frankly, is put a couple runs on the board. So Musgrove's a righty. I'm just looking down the Reds lineup. You have Jake Fraley, a leadoff. He's a lefty. Votto's a lefty. Colin Moran's a lefty. I know he's hitting seventh, but he's a bit of a righty masher, so I think he could put up some offense too. Tommy Pham woke up last game. He's in the 3 spot, a righty, but he's in the 3 spot. And I think that they have the ability to score a couple runs against Musgrove and or the Padres' bullpen. The bullpen has not been very strong. So if Musgrove goes 6 or 7, maybe they get to the bullpen. If he goes 5 or 6, they get to the bullpen quicker. And I think the Padres will be able to get to Sam Martin pretty easily. So 7.5 is a pretty low number, and I got it at plus 100. Plus 102 actually is what I got it at. It's about plus 100 to plus 102 is what I see. So happy to take the over in what I don't think will be as low scoring game as the books think. Next game, Texas is in Seattle. And we have John Gray for the Rangers. You can get them at plus 125. And we have Robbie Ray for the Mariners. You can get them at minus 145. Total here is 7.5. And much like the last game, I'm on the over. I got it at minus 117. I just think Gray has the ability to give up runs. Texas offense has the ability to score runs. And Robbie Ray has not looked good in his first outings in Seattle so far this year. Had a great rebound year last year in Toronto, got a huge contract. I'm not sold that he's not as bad as he's pitched, but he's certainly not as good as he pitched, I don't think, last year in Toronto. So, you know, you're going against Texas. He's a lefty. You're going against Texas lineup with Semien leading off. He's a righty. Corey Seager is a lefty who can hit anybody. Catcher Mitch Garver is a righty. Adelis Garcia is a righty. We've got a couple, right, you know, even as a righty, Solak's a righty, Charlie Guberson's Culberson's a righty, Eli White is a righty. The only lefty that I see listed right now is first baseman Nate Lau. So 8 righties going against Robbie Ray. Can they put up a few runs? Sure. Can they put up when you got Semien, Seager, Garver, Garcia as your top 4, and 3 of those 4 righties going against a lefty, they can put up crooked numbers pretty fast. And Robbie Ray is prone to home runs, prone to wildness, which he seemed to get control of last year, but prone to home runs. So 1 or 2 guys on base, 1 or 2 long balls, they're getting their half of the bargain. And then I think Seattle, who is an underrated team this year, can easily get to John Gray. So I could see this total going over 7.5. I see it anywhere between about minus 115 and minus 120. I got a minus 117 on the over. Last game of the night has the Braves and Max Fried. You can get a plus 130 traveling to L.A. or still in L.A. and playing the Dodgers. And their ace, Walker Buehler, at minus 150. The total here is 8. And I like the Braves behind Buehler. The Dodgers behind Buehler, but not at minus 150. So I pivot to the run line. -1.5 on the run line for the Dodgers at plus 135. And this is a call of Buehler pitching well, Fried not so much. He has not pitched well this year. And I know it's a short sample size, but when you're going against the Dodgers, who you can argue is the best offense in baseball, he could be in for not a long night, but he could be in for some runs scored. Again, you look at the line, he's a lefty. So you got Mookie Betts, who's a righty, Freddie Freeman, who's a lefty, who can hit anybody. Trey Turner's a righty, Justin Turner's a righty. Muncy's there, a lefty. Will Smith, their catcher, is a righty. Bellinger hit a home run yesterday, a lefty, struggling, but maybe he has awoken. Chris Taylor, their eighth hitter, is a righty. And then Gavin Lux, who's been doing well, is a lefty. That's a projected lineup. I wouldn't be surprised if Lux didn't play because he's terrible. He's been good this year, but he's terrible against lefties. So if they replace him, they could go with a lineup of seven righties, but Freeman and Muncy being the two lefties. And that could spell some trouble for Max Fried. And all they need to do is put up a few runs. And the way Walker Buehler's been pitching, he could limit Atlanta, who has woken up a little from their first series slumber, but they're still not hitting the ball that well. So I can see Atlanta winning. I mean, Atlanta's a good team. Is there value in taking up plus 130? I don't think so because Buehler's such a good pitcher. The total of 8, I can't get over or under that. The Dodgers could light up Fried. I think can it go over, but Fried could have a decent game and keep it under as well. So the play I see is the Dodgers at -1.5 in the run line, plus 135 in the juice. So that is the quick slate of MLB. And we will take a quick break and hit the hardwood for the 3 games there and then hit the ice in the NHL. Welcome back. In the NBA, as we move on to the second game of these three basketball series, we start with Miami and Atlanta. Oh, what am I looking at here? I've got the wrong numbers up. Just bear with me and all this exciting listening. There we go. We've got the Hawks in Miami for game 2. They are 7.5-point underdogs. And total of 219. Now, I like Trae Young to wake up a little and put up some points. Maybe look to the 219 over. And I would lean to the Hawks at plus 7.5. I don't think they're going to get blown out again like they did last game. But when you've got a team like Miami with Butler and Lowry and company, veterans who know how to win in the playoffs, I think that kind of spells doom for Atlanta. Atlanta's a great story. And Trae Young last year had a fantastic run in the playoffs. I just think he's met his match this year. So plus 7.5, I saw it anywhere from plus 7 to plus 7.5 recently. This is a stay away from me. I would lean maybe to the over 219, but no real confidence in that, so stay away. Next game, we see the T-Wolves play the Grizzlies. T-Wolves are anywhere between plus 6.5 and plus 7, and total of 240.5. I would lean to the T-Wolves again in this one. When they're catching 6.5 points the way they played in the first game, I could see them, you know, the money line is plus 230. I don't think they pull out a win again, but I think they could make this very close and keep it close. They just kind of seem to be playing with youthful exuberance, for lack of a better term. I think Memphis is the better team. I think Memphis will wake up in this series. I think Memphis will win this series. But the T-Wolves are almost playing like we got nothing to lose. Let's just go get it. With Anthony Edwards playing great, Karl Anthony Towns doing his Karl Anthony Towns things. So I would take I would lean to the T-Wolves at plus 6.5, but I'm not sure I'm going to play that one. Last game of the night has the Pelicans traveling to Phoenix for game 2. They got rolled in the first game, and I see that happening again. The Phoenix Suns are minus 9.5, total here 221.5. Not on the total. I could see this being a blowout, but I would lean to Phoenix laying the 9.5. That's just a lot of points. Even in the playoffs, that's a lot of points. So I'm going to stay away from that one. Maybe take the Minnesota game, but other than that, just going to watch and enjoy. We head to the ice. 10 games in the NHL, a big slate in the NHL. We start in Tampa Bay where Detroit is in town. You can get the Red Wings plus 375. You can get the Lightning minus 500. Total here, 6.5. You got to like the Lightning, but not at minus 500. The Wings actually beat the Lightning, I think, twice earlier this year. Certainly once they did. But they're on the road. They've written the season off. Tampa still has a lot to play for, contending in the East. So Tampa wins easy. Do a same game parlay this with a total? I don't know. You know, Tampa could score 3 or 4. Detroit might only score 1. So there's no point in trying to figure that 6.5 number out. Next game is Minnesota traveling to Montreal. You can get the Wild at minus 260. You can get the Habs at plus 215 at home. Total here, 6.5. I'm actually on this game. I'm going to take the same game parlay. I'm going to take Minnesota on the money line at minus 260 and go under 6.5. Carey Price is in net for the Habs. They're at home. He is their franchise. He just came back from his year-long absence due to injury and some personal issues. And he's Carey Price. I mean, he has the ability to win a game on his own. Some may say there's value in Montreal at home, a plus 215. There probably is, but I just like the Wild, the way they're playing, even on the road. So I'm going to take them in the money line and then under 6.5 for a plus 164 in-game parlay. Next game is Flyers traveling to Toronto. You can get the Flyers at plus 350 in the money line. You can get the Leafs at minus 450. And the total here is 7, which is at plus 100. If you go under, you're getting minus 120. I'm also going to do a same game parlay here. I'm taking the Leafs, obviously at home, obviously against the Flyers. You can take them in the money line and go over 7. Both Leafs have the ability to give up goals, and the Flyers obviously have the ability to give up goals, and the high-powered Leafs offense hopefully keeps rolling here. Juiced a little at plus 100, so a little hesitant there at first, but I figured the way they've been playing and the way the Flyers are playing, I can see lots of goals here. So that gets me to plus 144 in that same game parlay. The Jets travel to New York to play the Rangers. You can get the Jets at plus 180, the Rangers at minus 220. Total here is 6 goals. I like the Rangers, but not at minus 220. The Jets have been struggling and faltering kind of down the stretch, so this is a game to stay away from me. The next game is the Florida Panthers, also in New York, to play the Islanders. The Panthers minus 210 in the money line. The Islanders plus 175. Total here, 6.5. I'd have to take Florida here. They got something to play for. The Islanders really don't. I think their playoff chances are pretty much done. So lean to the Flyers, but laying 210 on the road, can't do that. Next game, which would be probably the game of the night, in my opinion, is the Bruins travel to St. Louis to play the Blues. You can get the Bruins plus 115. Seem to right of their ship recently. They've been playing well, as I say, over and over since January 1st. But the Blues have been flying lately. Now, you get them minus 135 at home, total 6.5. I would definitely lean toward the Blues. I just hate going against the Bruins. They have just such depth and experience. And even though the Blues are flying, if I had to, I would lean towards the Blues, but stay away from me. Next game sees the Calgary Flames going into Nashville to play the Predators. You can get the road Flames at minus 125. You get the Preds at home at plus 105. Total here, 6.5. Don't see any value here. Calgary's a better team, but Calgary's on the road, so is there value in Nashville at home? Plus money, maybe, but too tight for me, and I don't really want to lay 125 with the Flames on the road. Next game is the Kings and the Ducks. You can get the Kings at minus 160. You can get the Ducks at home at plus 140. Total here is 6 goals. I would lean to the under. The Kings have the ability to shut teams down and play well defensively. And I would lean to the Ducks at plus 140. They've been struggling, to say the least, in the last couple months. Young team, lots of young kids, exciting team to watch. However, they've been struggling. But a plus 140 at home, you know, I think a young team with nothing to worry about may go out there and light it up and pull out the victory. So I would lean them at plus 140. Second last game of the night sees the Senators travel to Vancouver to play the Canucks. You can get Ottawa plus 205 in the money line. You can get the Canucks at minus 245. Total here is 6.5. I would lean the Canucks. Senators, much like the Ducks, young team, fun team. Fun team to watch, the energy they bring. But the Canucks are still battling for the playoffs and a much stronger team. So at minus 245, can't touch them. And at the total, you can go under at 6.5, which is kind of where I would look, but at plus 100, but just too many question marks in this game for me. Last game of the night sees the Columbus Blue Jackets at San Jose. Columbus, you can get a plus 120 in the money line. San Jose at minus 140. Total here is 6. If you'd asked me this game a month ago, I'd have been easy on Columbus. You asked me this game today, I'm on San Jose, even at minus 140. I'm not going to play this game, but I would hard lean to San Jose. Columbus is just completely crapped the bed, completely imploded, it seems. And the Sharks, being the Sharks, they're at home, which is obviously a little tougher place to play against them. So at minus 140, I would lean there, but it's just a little bit too steep a price. If it was minus 120, minus 125, I could jump on them. But a minus 140, I'm going to avoid that. So just a couple same game parlays on the ice for me today. And that wraps up for a huge slate of baseball, some exciting NBA playoff games and the NHL games. Before we go, I want to remind you of our buddies at Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com, use the code HOOPBALL20, that's HOOPBALL20, at checkout for 20% off your orders and free shipping. And also our pals at mybookie.ag. Go to mybookie.ag. Use the code HOOPBALL on the third page to sign up to unlock deposit match bonuses there as well if you're looking for another sports book to use. So hopefully everybody enjoyed the rundown. Lots of games, lots of action on the diamond, on the hardwood, on the ice. Hope you have some plays. Hope you make some money. And we'll come back tomorrow and talk all about it. Have a great night.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.